Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is the one who carries this technical load, the one whose hair is standing straight up this morning, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
No, he's just all calm now, isn't he? He's just calm. Yeah. Isn't that amazing how that works?
Look at me, peaceful.
You know, I'm telling you what, but the alfalfa is still sticking up in the back there. And John Ramos.
Hello.
What's going on, Mr. Man?
Man, doing good. Excited.
Yes, we got some exciting things to talk about, hopefully. You know, there's just not enough time.
I know.
I mean, we've already, 2 years we haven't finished it yet? that hopefully we'll get a chance today to talk about more about Pat. And then we're going to move on to North Africa.
Yes, yes.
And it's exciting to see what's taking place. It's so powerful. This just really rocks a lot of religious paradigms because you're going to talk about the revival that's happening up there. But one of the pastors says, one of the Christians has been Christian, walking with the Lord for some time, so almost like the elder brother. And he goes, well, you're kind of jealous, you know, God's just loving all these Muslims and saving them. And for, he's like, Jesus, why don't you show up in our dreams? And it's just like, God loves you. That just so proves the love of God. And there's some statistics that we're going to be bringing to you soon is I think it's about, you know, out of all the Muslims, maybe it's approximately 60% don't even practice any at all. You know, they don't.
Oh, wow.
So people just put, you know, and so you have to understand, we're all just human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sort of like the church.
Yeah.
You know, 81% don't even pick up their Bible. You know, right?
Right. You're what?
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, but they say they're a Christian, right? It's like, we could be. I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying you don't get saved by picking up the Bible.
Lord.
But that's what John said. And so, but also we're going to be finishing up the prophecy talking about, is it time? Is the 7 months to bury the bodies, 7 years to burn their weapons? Has that day arrived? I mean, think about it. Has that day arrived? And that's Ezekiel 38 and 39. You got people saying, they're going, well, no, it's not. And it's like, hey, if I am in the Middle East,
hello,
I want to stay alert and pay attention to what's going on. And if I'm surrounded, and I don't know if we're going to get a chance today, but we're going to talk about that they have a nuclear a protection device that they've developed there in Israel right now that you can wear it around your waist and it protects your ability to produce bone marrow, which is the most important part. When you get hit by, when you get nuked, when you go through chemotherapy, wow, you get nuked, they're killing your body almost. Well, that's what a huge nuclear attack would be. And in the context of that, did Jim Baker's 31 words that we talked about, and hopefully it's a related post on this, that the only one that has not come to pass yet is the 31st word, which was nuclear material was found, I believe, in Kedron Valley or something of that nature.
Wow.
In Israel. And now they actually have this device, how to survive. Well, they're working on a device, patent pending, you know,
right,
our beautiful Jewish brothers, they understand. Patent pending, that I hope we get a chance to do, because you can put it on and it protects your ability to produce bone marrow. And your biggest areas of bone marrow is like around your pelvic area. That's what a lot of bone marrow and health is produced, and it's pretty neat. I thought it was pretty,
wow,
you know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Technology comes out of there like you won't believe.
But this is a sign of Ezekiel 38 and 39 when Israel is preparing for the 31st prophecy of Jim Baker.
Wow.
The prophecy of Ezekiel and the obvious fulfillment of these different things happening right now. If it doesn't happen, it's not because the characters weren't in place.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't happen, it's not because something couldn't happen, because it's all there. I mean, it would take a whole nother, which it can happen, but it could take a whole nother scenario to move the world like it's being moved right now. And in the future, we're going to be talking to you about more about understanding. People say that Islam is a peaceful religion. And the thing about it, that these Islamic scholars have written this book, and we're going to be talking about it, about Islam, is it a peaceful religion? And it just breaks it down, you know what it is. And we've talked about it, but these are scholars,
mm-hmm,
and we're not scholars. We're just able to share with you our experience, what God is sharing to us. But this is a scholarly book and study of, is it a peaceful religion? And it just lists the facts about that. And of course, it's probably more of a radical Christian. This is what Christians call a radical Christian. He actually reads the word of God And he does it.
Right.
And a radical Christian goes, is there any other way?
All right.
Help me out here. Is there some other way? Right. Am I standing in the wrong line here? You know, am I standing in the harder to do this thing line than mm-hmm. in you? Are you in the easy line or are you in the wide line? Mm. And so we'll be talking more, hopefully, about that. But we want to be able to get this Ezekiel prophecy in. Don't forget, too, there's the best of times and the worst of times. You know, we talked about Azusa Street Revival just recently, yesterday, I believe it was. If you didn't get it, well, we definitely recently on the program. And you can catch it if you didn't get it at VFNTV.com by clicking on the torch. But, and by the way, if you have not signed up for our newsletter, it's called The Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and sign up today. And we have a free gift waiting for you. But also, these things just come to you at your convenience wherever you are. And you can just listen to whatever, you know, stir in your heart at that particular time. But we have thousands of insight that God has been revealing to us. We know in part and prophesy in part, but sharing a perspective of your today. Mm-hmm. You know, forget about 10 million years ago. You got to know how to handle today.
Today.
Because tomorrow you'll be held accountable for how you handled today.
That's right.
And so we'll be talking about two things, the best of times and worst of times. Hopefully we'll get a chance to be able to play John Paul Jackson's prophetic Perfect Storm, which to give the perspective of, hey, these things are happening, have happened, are happening, and are going to happen. But also at the very same time, you know, John Kilpatrick, Brother John Kilpatrick's word about the 100 days of suddenlies. And these suddenlies are so important because these suddenlies are coming right before the four blood moon. So don't think I'll catch the next suddenlies.
Yeah.
That could be 15 months away, you know, because one suddenly could be, you know, disaster. But if you prepared for it with the other suddenlies, and imagine this over and over again, you read in the Word of God about suddenlies that, as a matter of fact, I want you to have that ready if you would, you know, Brother Kilpatrick's word, suddenlies. But I want to just release this over you because we're still within those 100 days. And if you're not in the 100 days, understand God loves you and will create a suddenly in your life if you believe Him for a suddenly. But there's just a release, a prophetic release right now with this word. But just think about it. I mean, suddenly, you know, the room was filled with the Holy Spirit and with a wind. They heard this rushing wind come from heaven, and all of a sudden they had the empowerment and the boldness of the Holy Spirit. And I mean, just think about that. It was just suddenly the church was birthed. I mean, think about Philip, and he was baptizing the eunuch, you know, mm-hmm. and he was finished baptizing him, and then suddenly he was translated to another town.
Right.
And he's like, okay, I guess I'm here now.
Yeah.
We can almost relate to that, right? Over and over again, suddenly, but also suddenly, which is really not a suddenly, but it seems like a suddenly to people whose minds are blind, mm-hmm. disaster comes. But God never, a disaster never comes outside of the Lord saying, hey, if you continue this, a disaster will come. Hey, if you continue this, a disaster will come. Hey, if you continue, somebody says, well, you know, why are you so patient? That's just my job, just keep saying it. You know, why do you keep repeating it? Because you haven't believed it yet. If you keep doing this, disaster will come. You know, he's warning us and let us mm-hmm. know because he doesn't want it to come.
Right.
And then, so, but it will be a suddenly to someone who doesn't pay attention, who's more focused on, you know, the next cable package or, right. I don't know, Star Trek or what?
I don't know.
We don't know. You have to write us and let us know. It's been a while since we've been able to look at that. I don't know, pizza and hot wings. Pizza and hot wings.
There you go.
What it was, pizza and hot wings.
Boy, some reaction in the back.
I know, that's right. Not that anybody eats pizza and hot wings here, but.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of that, anyway, so I want you to hear this suddenly because God is a God of suddenlies. Think about it. It was 400 years of silence, and then suddenly Mary was in a cave, or she was in this place where an angel of the Lord met her and said, I'm about to rock your destiny and the destiny of all mankind. It was a suddenly. Moses on the backside of the desert, you know, tending sheep. It was a suddenly when all of a sudden this tree was burning, but it didn't burn up, and it wasn't like he just had this, you know, tree knowledge 101. I mean, he just went over and go, whoa, this tree's on fire, but it's not burning up.
Right.
It was a suddenly. Next thing you know, he says, take off your shoes. God says, take off. This is holy ground. It was a suddenly. I mean, everything's just a suddenly. All of a sudden, suddenly, you know, God hears the cries of Israel, and he says, okay, now I'm ready to deliver them. And he begins suddenly another plague, and suddenly the one whose heart God hardened to show himself mighty didn't succeed. And God's people were freed, and Pharaoh and his armies were cast into the sea. And even in the prophecy that we're talking about today in Ezekiel, 38 and 39, it's suddenly God just says, I had it up to here. And with God, that's a high here. I mean, that's like in the center of the universe.
Right.
And he says, I'm coming after you. And this is how he does it. This is suddenly. He says, I'm going to send you against my people. By the way, anytime you're going against God's people, and I can really think of historically, you know, where the enemy, people have felt captive to taking the bait, eating the bread. You know, don't take the bread. Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't take the bread. Judas did it. And it just doesn't end well. Mm-hmm. When you don't want to, I mean, even Moses, when God was talking to Moses and he said, you know, God was going, I'm out of here. You got them. They're your people. I'm out of here. And Moses pled with the Lord. He says, think about your name and what they're going to, you know. And he's like, okay. And so God changed his direction with that. So if you feel like God's prompting you to set a mindset against you, to come against his folks, realize that's not going to end well for you. I mean, he may use you for that momentarily, but at the end of that, you might not be able to live with yourself in the context of that. Is that right?
No doubt.
Yeah. And just talking from what, you know, things I've seen and things I've heard, and mighty men of God fought over satellites. They fought over ministries. They fought over, regions, mm-hmm. over nations. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
We're in this thing together.
Right.
We're in this together, man. Victory is my victory. It's for Jesus, man. We're winning. I'm celebrating
same
you, man. I am celebrating you. You're going to be surprised when we're all in heaven together.
That's right.
I'll be with you in a minute. I'm pouring some gold tea in my gold mansion. But listen to this suddenly. Understand, this is exciting. I want you to be able to see this and hear this. You can see this if you're watching this on VFN TV.
The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that his people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined. When you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss, but it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships, but don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. Same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life, you're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it, and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you, God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is it lawful to have religious material displayed in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is, I work at a facility that is not government owned, and they do not allow me to put up religious emblem or religious saints in my cubicle where I work. And I was just wondering whether or not they have the right to make me take these things down.
If they allow personal artifacts, personal posters, reports, these kind of things, artwork to be hung in a cubicle area, they should not say yours is inappropriate. A number of years ago, there was an attempt to create what was called by the EEOC then a religious free workplace, but there was a huge outcry against that, and the end result of that huge outcry was those regulations never went into effect. So, no, you should be in great shape there. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we will get some information to you and see if we can help you out.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God, and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology, and it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back, guys. I am so excited about sharing these different things. Well, you don't forget to catch us in the next program. We're going to continue talking about 7 months to bury the bodies, 7 years to burn the weapons. Has that day come? And Ezekiel 38:39, the world is shifting. Are we paying attention? We have a president, no matter what, good, bad, or whatever, understand this is what was said before all the nations of the world. The future must not belong to those who, well, the word wouldn't blaspheme, but just think of the word blaspheme, the prophet Muhammad. Mm. The future must not belong to those
defame
the name of Muhammad. Well, Christians don't believe that Muhammad is a prophet. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That's right.
That is why Pastor Youssef is in jail right now in Iran, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's in jail because of that, what they consider blaspheming the prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we don't even read our Bibles and pay attention, you know, we need to start. You can start. I don't want to mean that in a negative way, but the reality statistics said you don't. Or somebody makes you feel like you have to do some religious duty and you just kind of do your little 2 or 3 chapters and you're reading through the Bible in a year versus like you're intensely studying it and praying and crying out to God and say, dear God, give me insight. And those who do this are blessed in all they do, by the way, blessed in all they do, according to James. But that's why this is serious stuff where we are right now. That's a huge, and America's no longer a Christian nation is what our president has said.
Right.
And he's in office because the people of America put him there. You know, he's not there because, you know, just on his own. He's there because the people said, we want to elect him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a representative government. we cannot blame the direction of our nation on, you know, 530 folks out of 300 something million.
That's right.
That were in Washington, D.C. It's the 300 and some odd million who actually voted them in, put them in there. That's the ones that was us. And so the thing is that so we, and then you go that to a smaller version of that segment of the population, the church. And he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land, which means we hold the key for America to be blessed. And instead of us, you know, repenting, you know, talking about the heart of Nehemiah, what is the way to rebuild the walls of the church in America? We actually begin to criticize and become political and thinking that we can have some political decision or the right man or woman in office, you know, that's going to change things. And that's so unfair because the truth is Jesus was definitely the right man.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
His credentials were the son of the creator of the universe.
Period. Right?
Period. Who had angels at his beck and call. Mm-hmm. Who restrained his godheadness to be able to experience us, which means it was still there, and he just held it back so he could experience what our life is like while he was in communion continually with the creator of the universe, his father. That's some pretty big credentials. His daddy is God. Mm-hmm. And they're one. And so he was the right man. But understand this, people still didn't follow the right man. They did not pay attention to the right man. And so the answer is not the right man or woman over your government or over your Congress or over your Senate or over your governorship, over your state, over your school board. The answer is the right man in your heart, that you put Jesus, you ask Jesus into your heart. That's the answer. Because then you become his disciple, which means you start, you know, you're sanctified immediately in regards to your say, but then you're going to start this journey of changing your ways and becoming his disciple. And this is when the rubber hits the road. This is when you may say, well, I made a decision for this Jesus, but I didn't realize the price. I didn't realize the cost. And this is what he talks about, right? This is what he talks about. And it's like, well, you know, my perception of the Jesus that I accepted, I liked until I found out he said that I need to be his disciple and I don't want to follow his ways. But who doesn't want to get out of hell free card? You know? And according to Bob Jones, and hopefully it's a related link to this that you can hear us today or see us, that he says 98% of humanity was standing in the other line, not the throne room of Jesus, not the throne of Jesus in the judgment seat, which means 2%. I think about the gospels or the placebo gospel with, you can think of his name while I'm talking.
Howard Pittman.
He says, you know, that 75%, I believe it was 75% of humanity didn't make it.
Right.
75%, because he literally went to heaven and stood there, and he realized he, even as a pastor, he wasn't going to make it.
Right.
Until God gave him a second chance, and he went and told everybody, I was wrong. And, but with that, he went back and studied the Bible. And in his studies, he says that even when Jesus preached, it was almost like 75% of the folks said no in whatever fashion they said no, but only 25% were the ones that said yes, which it seems like it's almost like wide is the road that leads to the 75%. You know what I'm saying? It's just wide. So you're going to have a lot of, you're going to have a lot of friends on a wide road.
Hey.
But narrow is the way. I mean, 25%, 2% according to Bob Jones, who was there. Who preach love, knowing that the outcome of not loving is to be in the 98%. Mm-hmm. It's like, but Jesus said it. He said, "Listen, this is what I know what people are saying. It, you know, when Jesus preached the gospel, this is what happened. When Jesus preached his own message, the people that were around him, his very own disciples, said, when he finished preaching, they said, well, who can be saved then?" I mean, who can be saved? I mean, think about that. That's what they said. Who can be saved? Right. But when you hear the American gospel, when you hear the preaching of the American gospel and what you hear coming from the American gospel, this is what you hear in America. Who can't be saved? Is that not true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, are we preaching like Jesus on the narrow way Are we preaching like the world on the wide way? Because the crazy thing, if you just study, and I'm just studying India right now, I mean, you can be religious all you want to. You can use all the key catchphrases and names and verbiage, and you can know. I mean, you had to have the Bible memorized to be a Pharisee. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to have the Word of God memorized to be a Pharisee. And so they had the Word, but when the Word showed up and was looking them square in the face, you know, Emmanuel himself, Jesus, they called God, Emmanuel, all right. The one who had all these credentials, they called him Satan.
All right.
And the question is, you know, what are we doing? Think about it. You know, what are we doing in the context of this? And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet begun to abide with Jesus, you've got to spend time with this Jesus that you proclaim you know. And he wants to spend time with you. If you haven't yet read John chapter 15, read it, because he says, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. But then when you abide with him, you can produce fruit, good fruit, fruit that lasts. And what it is, it's like you're hanging out with the one that you said you hang out with. You know, you're not just friending Jesus on his Facebook. You're actually spending time with him. And we have a simple plan for you. It's an abiding plan. If you don't have one, you can go to iabide.org, iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you. You can request it today. It's free. Totally there for you. Step by step, few little steps. And next thing you know, you could be walking with Jesus just like Ryan. And give a big shout out to Ryan right there. He began to abide with the Lord, and God's helped him out with a job, gave him a dream, can explain his day out. All these different things are going on. You know why? Because God loves you, and God wants to talk with you. He says, my sheep know my voice, follow my voice, and follow none other. That's the Jesus that we're talking about.
Blue Angel, hot tubs, pools, and spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Not just your ordinary bowling alley, it's your community center. That is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape, he'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And we were just talking about what, you know, God is saying and some of the things that sharing some words about a spiritual avalanche, this huge mindset. And it's just so refreshing because, you know, when you're hearing from the Lord, and the things that we've heard and I've heard is after a while, you're just thinking like, I'd like to hear about something good. You know, I mean, right. is there something we prayed for a long time? You know, we pray for a long time. And part of one of the prayers that we were praying, you know, scripturally is like, Lord, let us know your heart, your feelings, what you're thinking. And it came to a point, it's like, you know, I don't think I want to know this anymore because it just felt so heavy and so broken. And so I don't think I have the grace, that I don't have the ability in my humanness to be able to even tap in barely to your emotions. Mm-hmm. But I can't. And then we added to the prayer that you would give us grace to be able to handle this. And he did.
Yeah.
And because we don't want to, you lose your relationship with somebody when you're not willing to feel their feelings, you know, what they're thinking and feeling and empathize with them. And so you want, don't lose your relationship and turn it over to religion. But in the context of that, God's heart's broken over all this. Mm-hmm. And then he began to tell us that, but if you're broken over this, it's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. As a matter of fact, he talks about it in Ezekiel, and he literally put a sign in the sky for us after a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That he says, go down there, those that are broken over the situation, he's telling Ezekiel this, and put a mark on them. Put a mark on them so when this storm comes, that it won't affect them.
Did he not do that? I mean, yes, he did sir, that. It's like, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. And let you put
in the sky.
It was in the sign in the heavens about it. And so if you're gods, and not if you say you're gods, understand that. Not if somebody tells you that you're gods, God's apostrophe S, you know, you're possessive, that you are God's son or daughter, is that you know you're gods. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, I guess my pastor told me I'm saved. You know, I don't know. This is prophet that told me I have a call on my life. And like, no, dude, you know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You made him the Lord of your life. You hang out with him not because you have to, because you desperately want to. You want to be able to spend time with him and know what he's thinking and all. And so you want to make that decision. If you haven't yet, we have a way to be able to help you do that at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Get a big shout out there to our Christian Television Network audience and our radio audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
The producer of VFN radio program. Amazing man that handles pressure almost good.
Almost.
But much better than, remember?
Oh, yeah.
There was a day.
Me too, right?
There was a day.
We just thought that was pressure.
I don't know what that was.
What time does Star Trek come on? I got to hurry, right?
Yeah, for real.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
What's up, man? So good to see you. I mean, hey, we got the haircut going on, the helmet thing coming back and all that.
Yeah, got rid of all that, you know, long hair. It's good.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Thank you.
We don't have a time to talk about the hair, but we know that the Lord knew each hair that got massacred. He finally had some hair going on up there. Cut. That's right. Well, I'm excited about your boys starting their next business phase.
Yes.
They're in their second, these entrepreneurs,
man.
Starting their own business. They last year did an excellent job at listening to their father's advice and gleaning from his experience and taking all their mother's supplies.
Yeah.
And began a cookie business.
They sure did.
We hate to say that publicly because we know the government has been very restrictive. They've closed down lemonade stands. It could be the end of the cookie sale.
As we know it.
But these guys, and they're just precious anyway. So, I mean, I told them, I said, you got to let people see your face. You got to let people see your face when you go talk. And I can already see the card now, you know. Mm-hmm. But now they're starting their next business this year. They're coming out of school. They're about to go into the summertime. And it's their next Harvard study of the business. And this is how you learn, by the way. You want to know how to just get out there and begin to do something.
Let's do it.
And when IRS writes you for the taxes, it's like, oh, I remember. Don't get an accountant that keeps their books in pencil.
On paper.
With a pencil. Mm. With a pencil.
And a pencil.
With a pencil.
Ooh.
We're not going to talk about Pat's experience. But the anybody who keeps their books in pencil.
That's an expensive one.
It just kept changing. Wait a minute. No, you owe me some more. Oh. Whoops. That's all right. I'll just change it tonight.
Oh, great.
But they're starting their lawn business.
Yes, they are.
And unlike, you know, the hair that doesn't grow on John's head, that grass continues to grow in America. America's known for their lawns and all that, for those that are listening outside of the country. But they're going to cut the grass.
Cut the grass.
Trim the hedges. I mean, they got it broken down, man. They got it broken down.
But did they cut your grass?
Not yet.
That's kind of how it works.
Not yet.
For all the customers listening, this is a disclaimer letting you know.
I don't know. They're really good at picking up leaves, though. I guess you have to pay them
to get you to.
I'm not sure.
That's kind of how it works. You don't ever assume they're going to do your stuff. Believe me, that ain't going to happen.
It's amazing how motivated they are to start their business, earn money. The motivation is amazing.
Well, the big, you know, I was talking to them, and they said, They're giving me their business plan.
Hey,
they have a business plan now.
Wrote out.
What's their ages now?
13 and
12.
Thank you, Dad. Anyways, think about this: they're presenting their business plan, and they're doing a good job of it because they had to do it off the top of their head because they didn't have it with me when they were talking to me, and so they give me a price, and they give me the price. I think, man, that's, you know, myself. I'm thinking, that's not a lot of money. I mean, they're not going to make much. And then I finally find out, they go, that's just the front yard. I'm thinking, man, you're going to make a killing. They're like, if the backyard is twice as much, if you do the trimming, if we clip the clippings, which is, I think, a John word. Clippings is a John word, isn't it?
Yeah, like toenails.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Clippings.
Thank you.
It's not called clippings. That's like that's an 80s that's like word.
I'm promise keeping.
right. Promise. That's a Lewis word. Remember that? That's a Lewis word.
Made me think of Lewis.
Promise keeping. And then the monkey. Anyway, so they...
Move on.
So, just want to pray a blessing. Hey, listen, kids, this is summertime. You can either sit around and be distracted by a whole bunch of nothingness called virtual games, or you can get into actual life. And there's people out there that they're looking for somebody. I mean, decrepit, ancient folks like John, who needs somebody to come cut their grass to maybe take their trash out. And believe it or not, this is a good business. Think about this. You got all summer to do this, and we'll take you on to it. But there's people that have dogs, and they love feeding the dogs. They love petting the dogs. But when you put food in a dog, it comes out the other end of the dog, and they're real busy. A lot of people are real busy. This is a real good business. You just say, for this amount of money, every week, I will come by your house, and I will be a pooper scooper.
That's right.
And I will clean up your dog stuff and put it in your trash can for you.
You know there's somebody out there doing that.
No, really. Listen, don't be discouraged.
Don't be discouraged.
There's a lot of poop out there.
I was just shocked that somebody actually does that.
Listen. I'm trying to encourage you now. Just don't listen.
Don't listen.
Shut
to
his
turn
mic
his
down.
Mic. Can someone get the producer
mic off?
Do not
play the Nintendo game. Go back. Listen to me. Entrepreneurialism. Listen, you know, if they won't hire you, you can build your own business. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you know, I taught my son this at an early age, and my kids this, my girls at this, and they work, they're successful in earning a living. And this is how you do it. And think about it, all summer long, you'll have cash in your pocket. As a matter of fact, you may have more cash than your daddy or your mama sometimes because they're actually paying for your stuff, your cookie mix and your gas in the lawnmower, maybe.
Yeah.
But either way, but just think about that. So I want to encourage you. That our God is a God of creative ideas and concepts. You don't even know. There's a lot of people just need some help. They're not as strong as they once were. And you can help out around. There may be a lady in the neighborhood that you can help out with a few things here and there. And there's just all kinds of, but everybody has a yard. You know, everybody has a yard, and anybody has a dog, no matter what they tell you, if they're feeding it, there's something that needs to be picked
that's
up.
Right.
And you can make a lot of money no matter what Pat says. Listen, I just want to encourage you. You can do business. We're going to be talking about today the Ezekiel prophecy. I don't know if we probably went right into our times. I don't know if we have a time to be able to cover our full Ezekiel prophecy, but also that a company called Stemrad in Israel, and we're going to have a video coming up in just a moment, so I want to tell you ahead of time so they can be prepared.
Okay.
That's sign language.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. That they created this gamma belt. It's called the Stemrad 360 gamma belt that actually protects you from a. Matter of fact, there's probably a picture of it up now while you're looking at it, but the it protects you from a nuclear radiation exposure in there. And we're gonna play that for you in just a moment. But understand, this is why it's interesting, because this is being shared with you during the same time that we're talking about. The what the Lord led on my heart to share with you about the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy, which is, don't think that Iran is not working on grabbing some nuclear. And you're looking at this is the belt right here, and we're going to have them talking about it in just a moment. But this is the thing that they're invented, that got patent pending. And my notes just disappeared for a moment. But it,
and that goes around your waist?
Yeah, it goes around your waist. And but it's interesting, the Jim Baker word that was given when he went through a time of just being alone, the 31st word is the only word that hasn't come to pass yet. And the 31st word was, there's nuclear material found in Israel. It may have been Kedron Valley, but I can't remember. And Israel's only 60-something miles wide, so Kedron Valley, you're looking at something right off of the...
backyard.
Yeah, the backyard. You know, you're looking off the walls of Jerusalem. Yeah. Standing on the wall, you're looking in Kedron Valley. And it's like they're preparing. Israel senses what's going on. We helped get a bomb shelter for them, but this is it could be a potential nuclear situation going on. And so this company right here, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear it right now. This is just in a minute. Hear him talking about this particular nuclear radiation belt. Listen up.
It doesn't look like cutting-edge technology, but this belt could be a lifesaver for first responders to a nuclear accident. Called the STEMRAD 360 Gamma Belt, it shields the body from the effects of gamma radiation.
It may look simplistic on the outside, but the structure inside is three-dimensional and very unique, and of course, patent pending. The idea here was to create a product that, on the one hand, protects, but on the other hand, does not overburden with weight.
Oren Milstein is co-founder of STEMRAD, the company behind the belt. He won't give much away about its key technology, but says it's partially comprised of lead and has been designed to protect the pelvic area, where most of the body's renewable bone marrow is concentrated. Milstein says protecting that bone marrow can be crucial to ensuring survival after radiation exposure.
Conceptually, it's agreeable that the bone marrow is the most radiation-sensitive tissue, and that bone marrow is able to regenerate itself. So kind of like adding one plus one.
It's amazing that you think about it, as they were showing it on there, that it is protecting, instead of wearing this big, huge suit that protects you like you do when you get x-rays, it protects the area of bone marrow. With them, that's actually the thing that happens when they have when you have cancer. They give you that radiation treatment. And but understand, this is more confirmation for what is, Iran is just insistent on, you know, producing these nuclear weapons. Russia, which we talked about, GOG, you know, Russia is now has the Arab League, as we talked about earlier, over 500 million Muslims, I think 21, 22 nations in that, that the president America, President Barack Obama turned over to him. Russia has a base in Syria. That's what he was concerned about when America was going in. And it's like, This is major.
Right.
You know, and God's not going to let Israel be destroyed. And if a nuclear bomb means that would destroy them, this thing ain't going to happen, which means we're real close, potentially, to Ezekiel 38 and 39.
Yeah.
Wow.
When we get back from the break, we're going to tell you more about it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, and as a pastor or just as a brother or sister, I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time, he'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. And he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing. And that's saying, well, do this. And people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions that really feeds into into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like it's the multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe VineFellowshipNetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples. The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy and are continuing a series on this. And when you hear Gog in the Bible, think about Rush, or you think about Russia. And we all know in part and prophesy in part, and so many people feel like they know things, but this is what I'm talking about. It's happening. You know, whether it God chooses it for it to happen now, the characters are in place. Everything's in place for this thing to be fulfilled.
The stage has been set.
And so don't listen to people that say that. You know, those that prepare are prudent. And they survive, but those who keep going suffer for it. That's what Proverbs says. And so it's better to be prepared, because there's a day when he says this will happen. And only God knows when each of these things will happen. But the stage is set for this. And so we already did Ezekiel 38, and it was amazing. Every part of that, did it not? Every part of that seemed lined up. Totally seemed lined up. And so 39, if I guess we're going to have Steve and John today, and we're just going to read a little bit, and I'm going to just talk about it, and we'll just conversate about it. But this is started 39:1. This is Ezekiel 39:1. We're talking about the Middle East. We're talking about the Middle East right now with
Steve or John.
With Russia, and either one, Steve, John, fine. And what's happening as we speak, as we're seeing this huge distraction going on with why is the king of Rush, why is the president of Russia coming down in Ukraine? And Ukraine is part of Rush. That's been part of Gog, and reportedly. And so let's read right here in verse 1.
Son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and drag you along. I will bring you far from the north and send you against the mountains of Israel.
Okay, think about that. First of all, when you hear Gog, you can say, son of man, prophesy against Russia. Prophesy against Rush. Think about it. And say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Russia. And this is the whole thing is, if you're against God's folks, he's against you.
Guaranteed.
If you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed.
That's right.
And if you curse Israel, calling Israel Satan, saying I want to destroy them, saying that Muhammad is a prophet and he's actually heard from God, and it says in there to destroy the Jew. You say you're an enemy of God's folks.
You're threatening. Intifada.
Yeah, Intifada. That was America. Well, that was Secretary of State John Kerry did that. You can find out more about that on the VFN Torch. And he says, this is the sovereign Lord. This is what he says. He says, I'm against you, Rush. I'm against you, Rush, the chief prince. And think about it. He says, I will turn you around and drag you along. Think about that. In other words, he'll just be taken over all of a sudden. And it's almost like President Putin has been taken over all of a sudden. It's like, really? Are you? And it's just like something, he's being driven. But remember, we talked about earlier, but we threw him the ball. We gave him the ball in the Middle East. We let him lead the Arab League. Half a million Muslims, 22 nations that surround Israel. And so, he says, I'm going to bring you from the north. And guess what's north of Israel? You know, Russia, Moscow. Okay.
Then I will strike your bow from your left hand
and make your arrows drop from your right hand. On the mountains of Israel you will fall, you and all your troops.
All the troops and the nations that are with you. And so think about this, as they're going, that they're coming, they're not going to make, if you know, Israel's surrounded by mountains. And so the mountains are going to stop them at that point. They're not going to make it. They're going to die on the mountains. They're not even going to make it past the mountains right there. So they're coming in, and understand that that's like a hedge of protection. What you see in the natural sense with Israel's, in the spiritual sense also with the church and God's folks, that he puts a hedge of protection around us. In other words, you can come this far, but you're not going to be able to come through the hedge unless I let you come through the hedge right there. Steve, pick up right there.
I will give you as food to all kinds of carrion birds and to the wild animals. You will fall in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord. I will send fire on Magog and on those who live in safety in the coastlands, and they will know that I am the Lord.
Think about that. It's so important, because I think about that one piece of meteor that came right over Rush. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
One fiery small ball. One. Think about that. Just one. One fiery brimstone, right?
Wow, yes.
Just one. It shot across a significant part of their country. It blew out windows. Huh. It mesmerized the entire... That's just one, brother. That's just one. Mm. Now imagine it raining down. Just one blew these windows out. One smashed these cars. One, you know, did this damage. Just one.
Wow.
Now imagine what two would do. Or three. Or four. Now imagine coming against, as we read, you know, the last part in 38, coming like a cloud, and you're coming in against God's people, which is against God. And all of a sudden, look what one did. Now imagine what this raining down of fiery meteors, if you would, rocks, basically coming down at I don't know how many thousands of miles an hour, 500 miles an hour, whatever it was. And it was because it came in orbit, and it was like, man, imagine just 20 of them, you know, 20 of them.
Right.
And just they're moving so quickly, just the traveling faster than sound. It busted out windows, and it was amazing. And this is what he's saying. He says, I'm going to deal with you on the mountains. So don't be deceived. Today you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and choose the side that's on the other side of the mountain, you know, God's side, and stand with Israel. All right, John.
I will make known my holy name among my people Israel. I will no longer let my holy name be profaned, and the nations will know that I, the Lord, am the Holy One in Israel. It is coming. It will likely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is the day I have spoken of.
It's important. He says, you know, no matter what men tell you, he says, it is coming. This will surely take place. God said this. That's what he's saying. And he's saying, not only will this be a sign to Israel, but this will be a sign to every ethnos, every nation on the earth. That's how big the sign is. So we're not talking about the second coming of Christ here. We're talking about the showing of himself so mighty that it's going to begin in with him pouring his spirit out on all Israel. And so this is exciting, you know, unless you're the ones coming against Israel. And there's a lot of the church right now that's not even thinking about Israel. And I encourage you, you know, by supporting VFN TV and Daily Radio Program, we stand for God and country in that order and for Israel. So by standing with us, you are staying with Israel. But stand and pray for Israel. Steve?
It is coming. It will surely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is the day I have spoken of. Then those who live in the towns of Israel will go out and use the weapons for fuel and burn them up. The small and large shields, the bows and arrows, the war clubs and spears. For 7 years they will use them for fuel. They will not need to gather wood from the fields or cut it from the forests, because they will use the weapons for fuel. And they will plunder those who plundered them and loot those who looted them, declares the Sovereign Lord.
He has such a professional voice, don't he? It's like, is that Steve?
Good.
That's Steve. I'm telling you. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me record that.
Did you hear what he said? This is what the Word of God says. He says, For 7 years, they're going to be able to take the weapons that were going to be used against them, and they're going to burn them for fuel. Well, that sounds like nuclear energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That sounds like, those chemical weapons in Syria, just north of Israel right there, being able to burn those for energy. But, you know, also that he's talking about that the things that were going to be used against them, they're actually going to be able to to use them for their benefit in the context of that. But then it goes on a little bit further when he talks about, he hasn't mentioned it yet, about even the bodies yet. But let's go on, John. Take it from there.
On that day, I will give Gog a burial place in Israel.
On that day, I will give Rush.
Yes.
You know. Okay.
On that day, I will give Gog, Rush, a burial place in Israel, in the valley of those who travel east of the sea. It will block the way of travelers because Gog and all his hordes will be buried there. So it will be called the Valley of Haman Gog. For 7 months, the Israelites will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land will bury them. And the day I display my glory will be a memorable day for them, declares the Sovereign Lord. People will be continually employed in cleansing the land. They will spread out across the land, and along with others, they will bury any bodies that are lying on the ground.
Understand this. This is what he's saying. He says, and for 7 months now, Israel will bury bodies to be able to cleanse the land. Because you have to understand, the human body will contaminate. When floods happen and hurricanes happen and disaster happens, you've got to get the bodies taken care of, because all of a sudden they'll begin to contaminate. So to be able to purify the land, he said, they'll actually be burying people for 7 months. And in that, they said there'll be continually people continually employed. And it makes me think about the oil spills and other things that you got to keep people continually looking for body parts, looking for fragments. But also, it makes me think, too, of all the suicide bombers that come in there into Ben Yehuda Mall, and fragments of God's folks have been scattered across the mall, and they're having to find each piece, and they take each of those pieces of that person's body, this Jew's body, and they bring it back to honor it and bury it as a whole. So they've already got the technique figured out for the enemy, because they had to figure it out on their own because of what the enemy has done to Israel.
Wow.
You got to catch us on next program. We're going to continue this up and wrap up, understanding this is 7 months to bury the dead, 7 years to burn the weapons. Has that day come? Is it about to take place?
For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.